Assistant coach Derek Bryant joins us here in the post game. What a performance for your team tonight.
It was a good performance. You know, we came out, they had a couple big plays right off the beginning of the game, but our guys didn't fold. We regrouped, came back out, and played pretty well the rest of the game.
You know, that was an awfully good Smoky Valley team, but boy, there were a lot of fireworks in that first quarter. You know, they get the long 50-plus yard kickoff return, and yeah, then they get the touchdown first play. Well, you know, they start right off 6-0 right away. You guys, Scott City returns a kickoff to the 25. One play later, boom, it's 7-6, and we haven't even played a minute.
Yeah, I remember looking at the clock going, this could be a high-scoring game. but, you know, Smoky Valley, their record is not really indicative of how good of a team they are. They played a really tough schedule this year, and we knew it was going to be a battle. You know, we played them the last 2 years, and Smoky Valley always shows up to play.
Yeah, that's a group of 19 seniors they have there. And, you know, really for the defense tonight, the way they run things, it's 3 yards in a cloud of dust. They'll settle for 3 yards every play. But they had 12 play drives. They've had 10 play drives. They only had a couple three and outs tonight. Your defense was getting pretty tired there, that front wall in the first quarter, but it was kind of the bend but don't break mentality tonight.
Yeah, Smoky Valley really tries to control the clock. You know, they don't want to run up and down the field. That's not how their offense is built. They want to take the ball 3-4 yards every play, and they just want to grind on you and wear you out. And honestly, the first quarter, mm-hmm, they were doing a pretty good job of that. They were controlling the ball, controlling the tempo, and they did what they were wanting to do.
And the offense, boy, couldn't ask for a better start. You have 3 touchdowns in the first quarter on 7 plays. That's pretty efficient.
Yeah, you know, we've got some big play potential. We've got some great athletes that are pretty fast. And if everything's blocked right and we get out on the edge, we can score.
You know, what's interesting about that, Lawson Bailey starts off the scoring with that 75-yard runner on the left side. And then he closes it out on an impressive play. When it looked like it was going to be stopped at the 35, he breaks through that tackle, and he used his speed with his power there on that play for the touchdown reception.
Yeah. Let me be clear on that play, though. He was not designated as one of the receivers for that play.
Yeah.
Dylan started scrambling. Dylan kept the play alive and made a great play. He saw Lawson standing there. Lawson caught the ball and turned around, took off running, and he made one guy miss with a great move. You know, excellent. Mm-hmm. Lawson's a great runner. That's why he's in that position. And Lawson got in the end zone.
So I was going to say, was that a shovel pass there in the first play, the Thomas in the third quarter? It went for about 40 yards, or to 43 yards, I mean?
Oh, it could have been.
Yeah.
I'm not really for sure. I can't remember exactly what the play was. We do have a shovel pass, mm-hmm, like that. It's more of an inside handoff, mm-hmm, but with being in a pistol formation, we do a little pitch forward.
I'll have to look back on that, because if that's the case, I have, you know, Dylan over 200 yards passing, and then he had 3 touchdown passes tonight. That's a career high. But, you know, how big is that for the passing game to set up maybe more of the running game here as you go through the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, so far this year, we have really been running the ball well, and teams are starting to see that. Now getting into the playoff play, you know, these teams are pretty solid. Each week they're going to be getting better and better. And, you know, we can't just be one-dimensional. We have to be able to throw the ball and run the ball. And obviously tonight, Smoky Valley was doing a great job stopping our running plays up the middle. Brady runs hard, but they were definitely outnumbering us there. Mm-hmm. So to be able to throw the ball and open up our offense a little bit, that's great. You know, it gives us another dimension, so teams have more to practice for.
Well, you get a big week coming up here next week now, and you're going to have Cheney at home. And mm-hmm, they had a 28-7 victory at home tonight over Hugoton. And I know you weren't on the staff there a few years ago, but Cheney, they love to sling the ball around all over the field.
Yeah, you know, I'm not for sure exactly what they do this year, but it sounds like they pretty much have the same offense. Our secondary is going to have to step up. Our defensive line is going to have to be able to get a pass rush on them, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, they were here 3 years ago, and they don't have that quarterback anymore. Even though he was a sophomore 3 years ago, that was a good team they had last year. But, you know, it's fun to get ready for another week and play November football.
Yeah, you know, hey, we're in the playoffs now. If you lose, you're done. So as long as you can survive to the next week, you know, let's just keep going.
All right, well, sounds good. We'll see you next week, Coach. Congratulations on the win.
All right, thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.